Hi, and welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, your friendly neighborhood podcast. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Valade.
We're back here with part two of our look at the latest happenings in the Yes family, and we're going to talk about the talk box and the fragile super deluxe version.
So here we go.
So next, fragile. Next,
we've got. You want to do fragile first, or I think talk will be a shorter.
Okay,
conversation.
Let's. We won't talk much about talk. It's a small right. little box.
So talk came out as a box set on. I think it's Spirit of the Unicorn Records, which is like a cherry red.
Oh, okay.
Sort
I was
of
like,
thing,
hey.
I believe. It's interesting. It's. I love the album myself.
Yeah, it's
but
a very good
from,
album.
From what you get here.
What you could have got versus
yeah,
what you could
you have
got.
You have the regular album, okay. Not remastered or anything. It's the same as it ever was.
Yep.
You have the talk versions, which is, you know, the calling special version, the single edit, the radio edit, some instrumentals that Trevor Rabin had done that I heard an interview on YouTube that he said that was from like a thing I did that they just took it from a video I did and put it on this box set.
Okay. And now this Endless Dream demo, is that the whole
Dream
thing?
Demo. No, it's like John and Trevor like just riffing.
Oh,
and
wow,
John just
sounds
it's
interesting.
Kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Where Will You Be instrumental, Walls instrumental, Endless Dream excerpt instrumental.
Okay.
Nothing too crazy there.
What's the song they did with was it Roger Hodgson? Is
that's
that
Walls.
Is he on any of this or no?
Not okay. in any
right.
different capacity than
right.
he was. And the last two discs are a concert from New York. 6/19/94. So it's two CDs of the concert, and they're okay, but the mix is not fantastic to my ears. I would have thought that at this stage of their career, because they were doing this whole thing in the concert venues that you could put headphones in and listen to a simulcast of the show, that they would tape the shows. This is like their very first show or close to the beginning of the tour. It doesn't like flow to me as a live album.
Right.
I think there's breaks and stuff between the songs and it doesn't.
Booklet.
And a little booklet with a discussion about the making of the album and how what led up to it, the end of Union and all that kind of stuff. But no pictures, no real information about the bonus tracks or anything.
You get more with is it the latest Prague or maybe it's Mojo, one of those magazines has an article about talk.
Oh, okay.
And it well, because I was looking at this, I'm like, I wonder if this is the article, because they just went through the whole process.
Yeah.
Which this does, but there's pictures.
Yeah, no, there's not pictures. Not a picture to be found.
Like it, like this article talks about how I don't know if they were talking to Trevor or who they were talking to, but they're like, oh, Roger Hodgson, were you trying to get Roger Hodgson? And yes. And Trevor, whoever it was, goes, it might have been Tony Kaye, because they talked to him too. But they go, well, that's what we thought. But it turns out whoever the record label, Clive David, whoever it was, they were trying to get us to be part of Supertramp. That's what it turned out to be. They thought it was the opposite. But the record company and management were trying to get Trevor and the Yes guys to join
Roger.
Roger. Yeah.
That's
but
funny.
What was interesting about this article, and I don't know if it's in here, Trevor Rabin goes out of his way to give total props to Tony Kaye.
Okay.
Because he talks about how Tony was there every step of the way, even if he didn't have anything to do, he was still there in the studio. He wanted to be involved, and he's just, you know, effusive about him. So
which is good.
Yeah, it's really good. So I don't know. You'll have to see both articles I know you get Prague. I see it beforehand because.
Yeah.
It's online, but
well, the be all end all of this is that it's basically a live show, because the bonus stuff is not really a bonus, because, well, I have the original album.
Okay. Right.
Right.
CD,
this was the CD that came out.
Right.
Which includes lyrics, which are not in here. Right.
Then so already that's going nowhere.
Right. I got a promo of The Calling.
All right. Let's
with,
go this.
With, show with the 18 different, with the four different
nice.
Versions of The Calling. So I already had that stuff.
Okay.
And then at the time.
All those versions on the box.
Yes.
Okay.
at the time, they put out this CD-ROM called Yes Talk.
Experience Talk
from the inside. Yes. And I think those demo-y things are all on this too.
Okay.
So I'm like, you didn't really give me anything that wasn't available before.
Right.
It's all kind of just a rehab of the same thing. And the show, that the Chili show that you can find on YouTube is a better like feel. And I don't know if it's the mix is better, but I was just kind of disappointed, which is a shame.
But you knew what you were getting.
I did, but I was hoping that these other versions were different versions than the stuff that they already had.
Yeah. So this is you know, this is good for someone who may have had the album
And doesn't have it,
anymore. Right. Or just is, you know, getting into Yes, and it's like, no, actually, it's a good album, and that's a good way to buy it. It's not what price wise was
it was still expensive. It was like,
is it a UK import?
No, I got it on import CDs or so it might be,
but it's
import.
Not.
But you could get it on Amazon,
right? But it's not made in the EU. No, it's made in the EU. So it's still an import.
Yeah,
still an import. Well,
but anyway,
if you like the album, and,
I love the album.
You know,
and the music sounds great.
Probably a lot of people are not going to have the single, nor will they have the CD-ROM.
Correct, but I don't know that you necessarily
need it. Well, you know, the track listing's out there, and you can hear some samples. If you like the album, it's
great, it's and great. The album is great. The album,
it's a good.
Unfortunately, album, when it came out, disappeared without a trace because the record company that Victory Records that they put it on went bust. Like. A week after they released the album, so there was no promotion. It was just kind of a sad, a sad end to that version of Yes.
But if you're interested in that era, like I said, I think it's. I want to say Prague, but I also want to say Mojo because I recently was reading an article, a Prague article, and halfway through it, and I'm like, wait, this isn't Prague magazine. Why is this article in here? And it was like Mojo. It might have been that. It was. Oh. It's Yes talking about. And the only reason I say that is they just did that cover version. They just did the cover story of the 90125. Yeah. So it's not a cover story, but it is a. But there's a picture. You know, there's a picture in there. The whole lineup, but it really is. They talk a lot. You know, it's Trevor and they interview Tony too, which is neat. Hmm. And they both have good things. You know, it's all still a positive kind of experience.
Well, the Prague review of this was more about the music.
Yeah.
The actual original album that got re-released and how great and overlooked it is, which it truly is.
Oh, it's a good album.
But I'm critiquing the box set aspect of it as opposed to the
versus a product and you know, this is what's that. Okay, well, let's. That was a good prelude to a box set that I'm sure we won't have any complaints.
No complaints about Fragile.
Fragile. So this is it, people.
This is it. It's actually a beautiful package.
It's beautiful. Is it Super Deluxe?
The Super Deluxe Edition.
Super Deluxe Edition.
So out on Rhino
or
some subsidiary of Warner's of at some point. So it is a gatefold sleeve like the original, but obviously different on the inside. Lyrics are here. Blu-ray disc here. And four discs of stuff.
Various stuff, including the album.
Including the album.
In multiple versions, right?
Yes, the original album remastered, Steve Wilson's 2024 remixes, and instrumental version of the album. Rarities, including, you know, single edits.
Different mixes.
Different mixes. Stuff that was on the Steve Wilson 5.1 surround version. So All Fighters Pass, which was a demo that, you know, kind
song
of
song that never got to
song that never got released, but was ended up as part of Topographic, but also part of Siberian Katru.
Right.
South Side of the Sky early take. I think there's two of those on here.
But there's stuff there that we have not heard before.
There is. So there is stuff, but there's some stuff repeated again, which is fine.
It's a collection of some bits and bobs, but there are things we have not heard before.
Right.
Or certainly have not heard in a very long time.
And then there's a more rarities and live disc, which has alternate version of 5% for Nothing, Heart of the Sunrise again. The long distance runaround Fish that showed up a couple months ago on Spotify
and Apple Music,
which is a different mix.
I mean, the basic
song is the same, but they add that one keyboard part that changes the song a little bit.
Yep.
America instrumental, long distance runaround Fish, live, Perpetual Change live, and Yours No Disgrace live. So. It's got to be the only thing that they have from this Bruford Fragile tour because it's the long distance runaround is cut
right
at the beginning. Yeah. It's only the last verse of the song, and then it's basically the fish. Perpetual Change, they fade out before the drum solo, but the whole of Yours Is No Disgrace is there. And all of those are good.
Yes, and it's been the
complaint.
It's been verified, I think, by Rhino, by somebody on one of the forum, Rhino people on a forum, saying this is all we've got.
Which is very cool.
Right. And originally I was like, oh, great, more fragmenty crap. But then I listened to it, and it's actually cool to hear, because you hear a number of passages that will show up not only forward on Tales, but there's some stuff that shows up on Close to the Edge as well. The Siberian Katru riff is in there. There's a bunch of other things, and it's kind of cool to hear.
It is cool to hear. And, you know, when you think about a Yes song that's live from 1972 and you say it got cut off, well, that's still 12 very minutes long.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like it was a 2 minute clip of Long Distance Runaround. Right, it's still 11 minutes of Chris Squire playing the fish, or whatever the length of it is. But there's also a song on here that is the anomaly of the Yes catalog.
Yeah, let's get to that. Is there an LP?
There is also an LP.
Now, is that the original mix remastered, or is that the Steve Wilson mix?
I would have to double check that. I don't know. I think it's the original mix
remastered.
Would make sense.
Right? Would, but you never know. The book, the original booklet in this original size.
Well, bigger size, because the original booklet was only as big as 3/4.
Oh, right. You're right.
Right.
Yes.
I'm trying to pull out the sleeve piece that was the back that would potentially give me the, it's original album remastered.
Yeah, original album remastered.
And the album is just the regular Atlantic.
A Bernie Grundem master, if you're into that stuff. Wow.
So the book itself is basically, when Fragile originally came out, it had a booklet that was as big as this portion, you know, 3/4 the size of an
A. I think it's A4 or whatever.
And had a Roger Dean picture, and then it had group shots of the band,
individual shots,
and then individual pages of each band member, kind of highlighting their own personality on each page, and then a Roger Dean back to it.
Right.
This is supplemented by a group shot of them in concert with the box on the speaker on the ground that says Fragile. Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Some
studio shots,
a Sid Schwartz essay, some studio shots, and then an explanation of what's on the full box set and all the discs.
Nice. So all of this, obviously, except the LP is the mixes and everything is available on streaming sites as well. So I've listened to on Apple Music. I've listened to the whole box. You know, what's equivalent to 5 discs a few times. To be honest, I noticed more differences in the mixes between the Yes album ones, the Steve Wilson and the original, than I did on Fragile, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I love the Steve Wilson mixes. You know, I think there's enough changes, enough things are highlighted that it's cool. For the unreleased and stuff, none of it really sticks in my head. I mean, we already knew about the
All Fighters Pass.
All Fighters Pass, because that was a revelation at the time, because there was not a lot of unreleased Yes songs. Yeah. But, you know,
The South Side of the Skies are good.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say the only things that stick in my head are the South Side of the Sky ones, because there are differences. There's like this almost acoustic-y guitar passage in one, which I'm like, well, they made the right decision. I said it's cool, but it's not. It doesn't fit.
But there's also like there's a piano, that piano interlude part, but it's got more of a full band feel to it.
Exactly. I like that too. Bruford's playing along and stuff. So there were a lot of parts that bit is cool. In listening to that, I tried to make some rhyme or reason or logic of the song orders on those discs, and I can't. Yeah. It'd be different if it was by date or they put the South Side by take, and they didn't do that. So it's just a hodgepodge.
It's a little bit of a hodgepodge, but I don't know if it's because they put the unreleased stuff all together on the Rarities Plus, and then the other stuff was rarities that had already been released.
Either way, they don't tell us. I don't think it's not in the booklet. They don't explain.
There's not a lot of explanation.
They don't really explain why they do that. So.
But I do like it. Again, the difference between the Steve Wilson mix of 2015 or whenever that was and the 2024 and the 5.1 versus the Atmos. I'm not. I haven't gotten that deep into this, and I don't know that I ever will.
Right.
To be able to AB this whole thing. I don't have. But it all sounds good.
Yeah.
The anomaly on the set is the inclusion of a song.
By now, you would have heard
that is not a Yes song. It's not that a Yes song. They claimed was an unreleased song by Yes, called "The Dean." And it's just this is shoddy.
It sounds just like a jam. I mean, it's essentially a three chord jam. You know, but people figured it out pretty quick. It's Terry Reid. There was talk that potentially it might be Alan White on drums, or this was just a session that was happening at the same studio and it got on the tape. There's no way you could listen to this and think it's Yes. I mean, like,
I don't know how it got past anybody. Well, when it got released. No, it got released.
Well.
It got released, and then within 2 hours, people who were listening on the forums knew exactly what it was.
We knew exactly what it was.
Right? I don't get how you can get to that point that you have this unreleased thing that no one's ever technically heard before, and then the fans know exactly what it is within 2 hours of it being released.
Yeah, I mean, it's just three chords over and over again. And like the keyboard's piano, like in what universe is that going to be Rick Wakeman? There's just no way anyone would think that's Rick Wakeman. But, you know, I mean, this has happened before. Well, this is like, you know, how much do they even go to the band? If they own the stuff, do they even go to like for, you know, they quality sell check? We had this happen a number of years ago with us as the Prague universe, right? On the famous one is the Emerson, Lincoln, Palmer Tarkus Deluxe Edition, and there's a song on there called Unknown Ballad. It's not ELP. It's clearly not ELP. And it's persisted. The interesting thing about the Dean is that while they're not going to recall the hard copies, they've pulled it digitally. And I was listening the other day to doing my run through. I'd heard the Dean, and I'm about twice of the way through. And all of a sudden, the song I was playing stopped. And I was like, oh, that's weird. You know, is something wrong with Apple Music? I went and listened to something else. Oh, and then I went back to Fragile, and it would disappeared. It had the title there, but none of the tracks were. I'm like, oh, great. I said, they're pulling the song. They're pulling it right now, and it's coming back up. And so I quit out of Apple Music. I opened it back up again. The Fragile was back there, and the Dean was gone.
Yeah.
The Dean was gone. So I listened to it a couple of times, but I'd never listened to it again. So
yeah.
But yeah, it could be a little oversight or would be nice here.
A little oversight would be nice. I mean, we sat there and complained about the pictures in the Yes album box set. Being from the Relayer tour.
Yeah.
Now we've got an unreleased song that, you know, everyone is chomping at the bit to get to hear, and it's not even Yes.
And it was called The Dean. Like, you know, it's like, Roger Dean. I mean, come on. This is like, they're playing with us.
It's
they're
true.
Toying.
They're toying.
Toying with us.
They just want our money.
They just want our money. It's Steve Howe's toying with us.
I think that I would still have bought the set even if Dean wasn't part of it. But it's just, I don't.
Yeah, you know, now it's almost like I wish it wasn't there.
Right?
Because, I mean, it'd be different if it was, you know, even if it was Terry Reid, which is fine, and it was Rick Wakeman on piano and Alan White on drums, whatever. That would be
fun. Yeah, they could have walked down the hall at AdVision and been in the different recording and studio and whatever.
Or the same week or whatever.
Someone online was saying they thought that Eddie offered the producer of the Yes Fragile album was also the producer of these Terry Reid sessions. Yeah. And so that's how it's on the tape. But Terry
that
then went elsewhere and did something else and never used that he offered.
Of course. Probably never used that. Yeah. The interesting thing is like right before that period, the connection, the Prague connections, Terry Reid, maybe in 71 or maybe it was 70, Michael Giles was playing drums for him.
Alan played drums for him, right?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
So
he'd be,
be Alan on drums.
It could be. I just kept focusing on this is not Rick Wakeman.
But Having said that, let's keep in mind, Alan is not the drummer on Fragile.
Yes, Alan is not the drummer so on
even,
Fragile.
Even if he is on that, it shouldn't be on the Fragile box set.
That is correct. Yes, right. Yeah, because Bill didn't leave till after the next album. There's still another album to come. So, but anyway.
So the connection is tenuous at best.
But it's a great set. I mean, of course, now we're waiting for Close to the Edge, which will probably come out this year. Should come out by in the fall.
Well, now
or a little later.
Yeah, but what will be interesting about that set is that because they did the Yes Songs tour and Close to the Edge tour, and they did the Yes Songs album, and they did the Progeny set, they were fairly set in their set list. I mean, I'm sure if I went on Forgotten Yesterdays, I could find some shows that they had some differences, but I think it's pretty much a set list. So I don't know what you'll get from a live standpoint that you wouldn't have heard
before. Did they record any Europe shows?
I don't know.
You know, because that would be, to me, you know, because they put out so many of the U.S. shows now, what would be the only thing you could do? Put out a show that's not the U.S.
Or unless they did, and I'd have to, again, go back to Forgotten Yesterdays and see whether they did any shows prior to releasing the album.
Right, okay.
With Bruford on drums trying out any of the material.
Oh,
which is not a typical Yes move.
Right.
But from when you read any of these stories of the making of the album, it was like we recorded 3 minutes and then we went out and played a gig and had to set up all our stuff. And then we did the next 3 minutes and then we break everything down.
Well, that would be the Fragile tour, which we already know there's not a lot of stuff around.
Yeah, but unless they're saving it.
Unless they are. But yeah, I've never heard of. And he left right at the end.
That's what I'm saying.
So that he wouldn't have to tour, right? So he never toured that material. Well, who knows? You know, there may be a lot of different stuff.
I don't know what's going to be on it.
I don't know. They may give us some isolated mixes and that kind of stuff. Yeah,
because then we'll have Tails and then we'll have Relayer. And then I don't know what they'll do if they get to the rest of it. Because
I don't know. Tails, though, that's a multiple box set if they're doing a live show. Or what would they do for that?
That would
I mean,
be
the
great.
Interesting one, believe it or not, would be Relayer. Because
maybe they'll have
such
some
an odd show, you know, the solos tour.
Yeah. That has the opportunity.
You know, that could be cool.
If there's anything recorded.
Right. I mean, allegedly,
they were doing a Yes Songs 2 recording stuff, but you know.
Well, and we'll finally get pictures of Bruford recording Fragile in that one. Maybe,
maybe we'll get a early take with Vangelis on keyboards when he was trying out for the band.
There you go. Well, of course, and then all of a sudden, in the going for the one, we want the
Patrick Mraz version of Awakening.
that don't exist. So, anyways, Fragile, great, you know, very, you know. Other than the little things we talked about,
and it's a beautiful
keep going.
Set.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really
it's
is.
It's a beautiful set. They did a really nice job on the cover. It's just really nice. I mean, and the Roger Dean, the first Roger Dean, Yes experience. So I'm happy with the. I haven't listened to the vinyl yet. The vinyl will still.
Thinner than I imagined. Is it thinner? Is the Yes one the same?
I think they're
yes,
both.
Yes, they better be.
Yeah.
Better be. Oh, okay, it is. Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking. They're similar enough. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, all right, you're starting
So the Yes album, of course, had the
floating head
thing on the back. But
and
because,
the floating head.
But because the original album didn't have any typeface on the back, they included a sheet that has the
nice
the info on it.
All right.
There you go.
Highly recommended by the Prague Will Find a Way podcast family. And until next time, Prague will find a way.
If you wanted to.